Recently, a nice man shot with me, and he had a question about guns. So he wrote to me later and said, "Shepard, what do you think about the Beretta 9mm, the 92 FS, or the 1911, or the SIG P226?" And this gentleman shot all three of those and enjoyed them all, and is just kind of wondering what I would recommend for his next gun. And some of my ideas are, I'll start with the Beretta. The Beretta is a great gun, no complaints. It's just a good, sturdy, very safe gun. It has the decocker and the safety, so it's kind of double safe in that way. It's been used for years by the U.S. government, and it's just a good, solid gun. And if it feels good in your hand, you can't go wrong. Great gun. The 1911, those come in all different sizes and flavors. I love the 9mm STI Edge. The 2011 is actually what it is because it's a double stack. So the grip is thicker than the 1911. They also make a 1911, but the grip on the Edge 2011, it just fits my hand beautifully. It has a 6-inch barrel instead of a 5-inch barrel. Definitely not a concealed carry gun, but if you're using it to go to the range and have fun, this gun almost shoots itself. So everything from that down to I would say at the bottom end of the scale would be a $600 or $700 off-brand basic 1911 in 45 caliber. Even that is a probably going to be a good gun. I actually wouldn't spend less than $600, $700 on it, and I would actually suggest going up to the above $1,000 range to really make sure you get a better quality one. I have a Springfield Armory A1 and just love it. It's worked beautifully for me for 20,000 plus rounds, and I did a few extra things to it, but it's a great gun. Do be careful not to get something that is too cheap. If you find that $450 gun, you don't want it. So definitely go above $1,000. If you get anything in the $1,500 to $2,500 range, that gun will, unless you're competing and shooting 2,000 rounds a month, the gun will probably last you the rest of your life. 1911s shoot beautifully. They're just wonderful. You have to take a little bit better care of them and clean them and that kind of stuff, but they're great guns. Just love them. One of my favorites to shoot. Next gun on your list was the SIG P226, used by a lot of military special forces around the world. I think the Secret Service used it for a while. It is a great gun. Has the decocker. Unlike the Beretta that I was talking about, it does not have a safety in addition to the decocker. However, once the hammer's been decocked, the trigger pull is so strong that you're probably not going to accidentally pull the trigger. As long as you have an appropriate holster, you're probably good to go. So I would say that it comes down, first of all, to what your primary purpose is. And if your primary purpose is shooting the gun at the range for fun, then I would go for the 1911. Get a nice fancy one. It doesn't have to be a STI. It could be a Dan Wesson or a what are some of the other good names? I wrote an article about it. I'll put a link down below. There are quite a few good 1911s out there, and some pretty good average ones, and there are a number that aren't so great. So that would be my first choice probably. I find that the SIG P226 fits my hand better, and I love the action on it better. But I shot it more than I have the Beretta, and there are instructors on our team that have shot the Beretta more and just love it and think it's everything. So kind of comes down to a personal preference. And again, on those three guns, the Beretta 92 FS, the 1911, and the SIG 226, you're not going to go wrong. Any of those are great. Once you get it narrowed down to one of those, you're still going to have some options from which to choose. So when you get to that point, let me know, and we'll see if we can narrow in some more, and look forward to hearing what you decide. This is Shepard Humphreys with the Jackson Hole Shooting Experience. I hope this helps.